on the altar. Moses built an altar on Exodus 17:15. And Moses named the altar, "The Lord is my banner." See, Abraham built his altar in Genesis 13:18. An altar represents our worship to God. They represent a place of private communion with our Heavenly Father. Building the altar. Hallelujah, Jesus. God called on his people to build an altar, to give him thanks, to worship, and remember what he did in their lives. I know we're living in a chaos right now, but I promise you, if you get in this word of God, build your altar, spend time with God, commune with God, tell him everything you're going through. Get in this word, meditate, fast, commune with God, and you'll see a difference in your life. To God be the glory. I'm going to say a prayer and then we're going to close out. Lord, I ask you right now to touch each and everyone on this line today. Father, I ask you right now to heal. I ask you to deliver. I come against depression right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I lift my unsaved loved ones up to you today. Father, I lift all our unsaved loved ones up to you today, because God, we need you, and we need you right now to touch them, Father. Oh, right now, God, turn them around, God, for it's too late, because I know we're in the last days. And Father, I'm asking you to shield us and protect us. I'm asking you to loose your angels all around us to guide us and keep giving us the peace that the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. God, love you, and I love you too, till we meet again. Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in today to the Getting to Know Him broadcast with Pastor Elvira Brevel of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. To correspond with Pastor Brevel or to send a love offering, go to $ShalondaNobles. That's $ShalondaNobles. Be sure to tune in for the next Getting to Know Him broadcast.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Negative. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power, your peace. We thank you, Lord, for your word that strengthens and sustains us. We thank you for your Holy Spirit who guides us and gives us what belongs to you. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that covers us, cleanses us, cures us, and connects us to you. We thank you, God. Thank you for the peace that you give us and the joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. Thank you, Lord, for this people, these that have come today to worship you, to show their adoration, to honor you with their being here. Father, we thank you for. Father, we pray that you bless them with particular, specific blessings that they've prayed for. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, touch us all, Lord, and let us become all that you want us to be. Father, help us, Lord, and have mercy on our souls. Father, where we're ignorant, give us intelligence. Father God, where we are broken down, build us up. Father, where we are lacking, be Jehovah Jireh and provide for us. We thank you now, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you that you're going to bless all of us, Lord God. And one day that you'll come back and Lord, that you'll take us into your kingdom and we'll ever be in your glory to behold the beauty of the Lord. Father, we thank you now that you looked over the celestial banners of heaven and poured us out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive. Thank you, Lord God, for anointing my lips of clay and giving me an anointing that makes preaching easy. Thank you, Lord God, for making my tongue as the pen of a ready writer and the hearts of the hearers the tablet in which I shall write upon the word of faith, the word of God that brings healing, deliverance, power, peace, and even prosperity to those that hear and believe it. Father, we thank you that you've anointed the hearer to hear and receive it with joy. We glorify your name, Lord. Father, if you've done what you want to do in this service, you saved somebody, healed, delivered, and set them free. Whatever you want to do, make us happy. build us, Lord God, and do whatever you want to do. We'll be careful to give you the glory, the praise, the honor. And Lord, we will join in with the many winged seraphim, the many eyed cherubim, the chant and declare one to another that you are holy, that you are holy, God, that you are holy, and your glory fills the earth. And we thank you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. We praise you now. And everyone said amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to use for a thought in the title tag for this message on today, the prosperity of God's word. Amen. The prosperity of God's word. I don't have to cry at trouble. I can just give God praise because I got a word on the inside of me. Oh, come on and shout hallelujah. You see, the enemy don't want you to bud. The enemy don't want you to prosper. And so he try to keep you from getting that word. He wants you to be offended at every single thing that people say. He wants you to say, no, I don't need all of that churchy stuff. But you know what? It ain't about being churchy. It's about getting the word. I don't want you to preach to me. It's not all about just preaching, but the Bible did say, how can they hear except he there be a preacher, and how can he preach except he be sent from God? Come on and say amen here. The Bible even tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so therefore we need the word. He begins to tell us that he gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. What is he saying? He said he keeps giving me a word because you keep wanting the word. As long as you want it, he's going to give it to me. Amen. When you stop wanting it, I don't get it. I wish I had somebody. I wish I had somebody that wanted the word. That'll say, oh, I need some more of that. You know, you ever told somebody how good their food was and how much you liked the dish, and they just kept fixing that for you? Yeah. They kept saying, you know what, they coming over today, and since you coming over, I'm going to fix your favorite meal. That's what God does. He said, because you coming over. Because you come into church. Because you, oh yeah, he wants to give you your favorite meal. He wants you to eat on your favorite meal. And so God has tailor-made this word for you this morning so that you might eat of it, so that you might be able to prosper. Look at this. He says in verse 11, he says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of whose mouth? My mouth. He said this word, it comes out of my mouth. Amen. And so we have to see that there is an increase of the word. And what he says here, that this word comes out of my mouth. We always talk about who's speaking. We always make a big deal about whose mouth the word of God comes out of. We don't need to make a big deal out of the person, but we need to make a big deal out of the sender. Amen. You ever made a big deal out of the mailman because your check came? You don't even remember who the mailman was, the UPS man was. All you know is that you got your package. So don't make a big deal about the preacher. Make a big deal about the one who sent the preacher. I wish I had somebody up in here. He said, my words shall go forth out of my mouth. The Bible tells us that man shall not live by what? Bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. We cannot live by just eating and getting our bellies full, but we need to have our hearts full of the word of God. We can't just keep eating stuff and thinking that, I can eat this food and I'm all right. No, because you're healthy. I eat healthy. But if you don't have the word of God, you're still not healthy because your spirit is a mess. Your soul is a mess because we need the what? Word of God. He said, my word cometh forth out of my mouth. And so what he said, that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. God looks at us and he tells us that we're like eagles. We shall fly high. You know, we shall mount up with wings as eagles. And what does an eagle do? An eagle feed its eaglets mouth to mouth. And the same thing God does. God takes whatever comes from his mouth and he puts it in your. I wish I had somebody. Maybe I got some people out there that ever fed your children, that your children couldn't eat some stuff, so you chewed it up and took it out of your, y'all looking at me strange. Yeah, took it out of your mouth and put it in their mouth, and it was just as good coming out of your mouth to them when it went into their mouth. I wish I had somebody. And so what God is saying, that I'm taking stuff out of my mouth and putting it in your mouth so you can be nutritious, so that you can have a spiritual well-being. I wish I had somebody. Oh yeah, he says that, and it shall not return unto me void. Look at the increase of the word. He said that it shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please, when God speaks something, we need to be sure that his word won't return void. In other words, God said, if I say something, you can bank on it. Preach. God said, if I said something, you can count on it happening. Come on. He said that my word shall not return unto me what? Void. In other words, he said, not one jot or tittle of my word will pass away. He said, heaven and earth will pass away before my word passes away. Y'all don't hear me this morning. And he tells us that we got to have the word of God. We understand that the word of God, the scripture is given by inspiration for reproof and for correction. We understand that the word of the Lord is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder soul from spirit, bone from marrow. We must understand that the word of God is a working word. It's not a word that just lie dormant. When you get the word of God, it does not lie dormant in you. It begins to work in you even when you don't even realize it. You know, you ever had a situation that happened and then, you know, people expected you to be all bent out of shape and you say, I got peace about it. It's okay. You know why you got peace? Because he gave you a word that it's going to be all right. I wish I had somebody. It's not because you've done something. We try to fool ourselves and say, well, I prayed. That's why I got peace. Even if you didn't pray and you got that word and you wasn't expecting something to happen and you got peace about it, that means God's word is working on the inside of you while you're sleeping. God's word is at work. Even in your darkness, don't you know that God's word would work in the darkness too? The Bible said that God looked out into darkness and he saw nothing. And he said, let there be, and there was. I wish I had somebody. The power of God's word, it doesn't matter if you have nothing in your life. God can still speak in your life and make something out of your life. Do I have anybody in here today that realized that God doesn't need anything to work with? All he need is an open heart and say, I receive the word of God. You may not have any money, but God can make your life work. You may not have a friend, but God say, I'll be a friend to the I wish I had somebody in here. The prosperity of God's word. God does not need our help, but he lets us get in it so that we will be confident in his word. He can do something without our help. Do you know that God spoke one time? I'm telling you, he spoke one time and the sun still shines every day. Preach up in here. He spoke one time, and do you know the earth still sits on its axis and it still revolves? I wish I had somebody. And if God can make something like that stay and do what it's supposed to do with one word, how much more do we need just one word from the Lord? If I can just get a word from God, it'll make my, oh come on and say amen, it'll make my life better. If I can get one word from God, it'll make me what I need to be. If I can just hold on. See, the problem is we can't hold on to the word. We get a word, but it slips our mind. We get a word, then we forget what we heard. As James said, don't be a forgetful hearer of the word of God. We can't be forgetful hearers. Come on and say amen here. We have to remember what God says. And when we remember what God says, then God will do what we need him to do in our life. The increase of his word. The increase. We got to understand that his word is going to increase. Look at this. He says, now he says that it's going to accomplish that which I please. Now, here's the problem. We want his word to do what we want it to do. You didn't say it, so it don't have to obey you. You didn't say it. God said it. First, you got to remember this. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was. And so when you remember that the word is God, you can't just mishandle the word. You should not reject the word. By rejecting the word, guess who you reject? That's God. Amen. And so how many of us can just tell God what we want him to do? God, you need to go over there and do so and so. God is not your servant. Have mercy in here. We're supposed to be his servants. Amen. And since we are his servants, we need to abide by his word. And he said that it accomplished which I please. It's not my will, but thy will be done. When Jesus came, it just didn't look right for the Messiah, the Son of the living God, to have to die on a cross. So Peter said, no, Lord, let it be far from you. And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. Peter had just spoke by the Holy Ghost and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. But he turned around and rejected what Christ said. And Christ said, get behind me. You all you want is what pleasing to men. You don't want what pleases to God. And what we got to understand is what pleasing to God sometimes may not be favorable in our sight. Sometimes I may have to go through in order for me to be proven. Oh, come on and say amen. Sometimes I may have to go through a trial. I may have to suffer sometime. But the Bible says that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Do I have any witnesses? We may have to go through trials, but the Bible said tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And we have a hope that maketh us not ashamed. God will not disappoint us when it's all said and done. We got the victory. Oh, come on and say amen. He said, through much tribulation, we enter into the kingdom of God. And so I'm going to go through some trials, and some things are not going to be what I want them to be, but I got a word. It's not going to last always because I got a word. If I could just be patient, I don't mind waiting. Oh, come on and say amen here. When I get the word, I need to be patient to wait on the word. Come on and say hallelujah. Isaiah said in another chapter 41, he said, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody in here ever walked? Come on. Are you still trying to walk for the Lord? Or maybe you're trying to run. And come on and say, man, I've been running for Jesus a long time and I'm not tired yet. Come on and say amen in here. Do I have anybody that say, I've been trying to do this thing and it seemed like I was about to get worn out, but the Lord ensured me that I run this race with patience and I shall obtain a crown of life. Do I have anybody in here today that understands the prosperity of the word of God? You got to be patient with the word, and the word is patient with you when we wouldn't do right. Oh yeah, the word still protected us. The word still watched over us. The word still kept us when we didn't want to be kept, when we were doing our thing in the street. Don't you know, if it had not been for a word that was spoken over your life, somebody need to start speaking over your own life. You waiting on somebody else, you need to speak what God said about yourself. You need to say that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Come on, you should tell whatever your situation that it has to move. Speak into the mountain and tell it to be moved and cast in the sea. Do I have anybody in here today? Oh yeah, after this great illustration of the word, how he gave an example of what the word looks like and what the word does in the earth, then he goes on and said that the word, that the increase of the word, but then he goes on to tells us about the intentions of the word. Look at this. He said, it shall accomplish which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. The prosperity of the word. God sent his word, and I'm done. Y'all can say amen. God sent his word to prosper us. He sent his word to make sure that it prospers on the inside of us. Amen. And guess what? If God's word is prospering on the inside of you, you can't help but to prosper. Oh, glory be to God. And the reason I know God's word is prospering on the inside of me, because sometime when I don't feel like it, I still get up and go, because it energizes me. The word gives me power. The words empower me to believe that God is going to help me when I seem like I don't need. Oh, come on and say amen. I can't make it. God still helps me out. We need to know that the word of God is going to stand no matter what. And so when the word is on the inside of us, it prospers on the inside. It makes my life better. The word makes me think what I should be thinking. The word makes me say what I should be saying. I wish I had somebody here. We got to get to a place in our life that we understand the word will help our thinking, because if I think like I used to, somebody will be in trouble. If I talk like I used to, it'll be bad. I wish I had somebody here. And so thanks be to God for his word changing me from the inside out. Somebody say, well, you know, he ain't what he ought to be. But guess what? I ain't what I used to be, because the word on the inside of me is gradually changing my life. Oh, yeah. Come on and say hallelujah. Somebody in here say, you know, I don't cuss like I used to. It's probably because of the word. Preach up in here. Somebody don't lie like you used to. It's because of the what? The word. You don't have that stick thinking thinking like you used to have because of the word. When you used to think evil, now God's word will pop up in there somehow, some way, and tell you, no, don't do that. And you say, you know, you're right, I ain't gonna do it. You start talking to yourself because it's the word of God talking to you from the inside. I wish I had somebody. Do you know the Bible said that he gives us the Holy Ghost? He said the Holy Spirit will remind you of the things that I've already said. And sometimes it may be something you hadn't heard in years, but your mama, your grandmama said it, and all of a sudden it pops up in your head. Why did it pop up? Because God spoke through them, but it was still his word. I wish I had somebody. He said that let the word of Christ dwell richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. That's what we need to do. We need to get into the word. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. I know how to speak the word of God. I don't just randomly say stuff. I know how to apply the word to my life. And that's what God wants from us. Amen. We need to understand that the word of the Lord, that it endured forever. We need to understand that we as newborn babes need to desire the sincere milk of the word. Anybody in here want the milk of the word? Anybody want the meat of the word? I want the word of God, because if I have the word, the devil can't handle me. Well, remember what the word did to the devil? The devil got a black eye. The devil got beat down. The devil lost the battle. He lost the war, better yet, because of the word of God. What are you saying? I'm saying that the word of God, who is Jesus Christ, that he created everything. The word of God came down and he walked this earth and he healed the sick and he gave sight to the blind and he raised the dead. I'm talking about the word of God. Now, if the word can do all of that 2,000 years ago, we ought to realize what the word can do today, because the word, it never loses its power. The word of God is all powerful, and today we need to realize the word will be powerful in your life if you will just allow the word to resonate, allow the word to be planted in you. The word will begin to grow. You know, when you get older, that's why the Bible said to train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he won't depart from it. It's not that he don't depart and go away when he's young, but when he gets older, the word has time to grow. Somebody waters the word. You know, don't worry about your children. They may not be obedient right now, but you just keep watering that word. You keep on telling them what thus said the Lord. And when you tell them what the Lord said, it's going to be all right sooner or later. They may not get it when they're 30. They may not get it when they're 40, but one of these old days, they're going to wake up one morning and the word is going to be so planted in them that they're going to change what they do. They're going to decide that I want to serve the Lord instead of serving everything else, instead of serving myself. I want to serve God. That is the prosperity of God's word. Do you know that when God's word is in your life, the Bible tells us that we need to be able to make sure that when we have the word, it'll be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It even tells us that the young men, that we can cleanse our way with the word of God. In other words, the word of God will make a way for us where there seemed to be no way. Y'all let me preach like this and get happy by myself. Oh yeah, the word of God can make a way where there is no way. When you have the word, you don't have to have a lot of money, because God will make the word work in your life. I wish I had a few people here. Oh yeah, if you got the word of God, you don't have to have anybody on your side, because if God be for us, then who can be y'all with me yet? Who can be against us? You don't have to worry about it. Even if the enemy comes in and you look like the enemy is about to overtake you, if you got a word, the Bible said that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. Now, I just told you what the word of God was. The word of God is down on the inside of you. And so if it's the word on the inside of you and the enemy tries to overtake you and the Spirit of God lifts up a standard, guess who's being lifted in the process? I'm being lifted above my enemy. I'm being lifted above the problem. I'm being lifted above the situation. So I can't, oh, come on and say, man, I'm just like a cork in the water. I'm just floating along and no waves can't keep me down, because I keep popping back I wish I had somebody. I keep popping back up. See, that's what the enemy don't realize. Last year he throwed you a blow, but you pop right back up. Come on. Come on. They talked about you like a doll and you felt real low, but somehow you pop. Do I have any pop-ups? Do I have anybody? You know what? Pop-ups sometimes get annoying. You know, you ever get on your phone and you downloaded an app and here go these pop-ups and you start saying these pop-ups are getting annoying. Do you know that that's what you're supposed to do to the devil? You ought to annoy him. I just keep popping up. Every time he thought he got me, I just popped up. Every time he thought he beat me down, I keep popping. That's what the resurrection is all about. Do you know that when Jesus died, that he resurrected from the dead, but then he kept popping up? The reason why they wanted to kill Lazarus and Jesus is because they thought Lazarus was dead, but he popped up. And he showed up at a party and they thought that we ought to kill him and Jesus. And then when they did try to kill Jesus, come on and say amen, they put him on the cross and he died from the sixth to the ninth hour. Then he died, the sun refused to shine, and the Bible says that he was put in a borrowed tomb, but he popped up on the third day. But not only did he pop up and show himself to those that were around the tomb, but he popped up on the Emmaus Road. Preach. He popped up one day when Thomas was doubting. Preach. He popped up one day when they were fishing. Preach. I wish I had somebody. Oh yeah, do you know that he'll pop up? And since he'll pop up, he popped up on the inside of me. One of these old days, you ought to realize that not only is he going to pop up inside of us, but he's going to pop the sky wide open. And he's going to come back with a moment in the twinkling of an eye. And we'll be caught up to meet him in the sky. Oh, come on and shout hallelujah. The prosperity of God's word. When the enemy try to take you out, you just keep coming back. You see, that's the power and anointing to come back. When you're anointed by God, no matter what the enemy brings your way, you're able to shake it off. You're able to get back up. I wish I had somebody here. Matter of fact, we mentioned the prosperity of the seed budding. When the water runs on the seed begin to get roots. I know you thought it wasn't working in your life, but before the seed go up, the seed has to go down. In other words, let me get down on my knees. Oh, come on, let me pray the word of God. In order for you to go up, you gotta go down. You gotta humble yourself before the Lord. Come on, preach up in here with me. You gotta humble yourself before God. And even though a seed is in the ground, you can put as much dirt as you want on it. You can put as much manure as you want on it. You can keep piling it up. It only makes it grow better. So whenever they throw dirt on you, whenever they put manure on, come on and say amen. Whenever they put all that mess on you, just say, I'm growing anyway. I'm taking this, whatever you put on me, and I'm mixing it with the word. I got the water of the word. I've been saturated. So you better watch out when you put mess on me. I've been saturated. Anybody been saturated with the word? I've been watered down with the word of God. So when you put dirt on me, I'm growing. When you put manure on me, I'm growing. You can put concrete on me, I find a way to grow. Do I have anybody? Somebody say yes. Anybody been through hard times, but you're still here? Anybody been through dark times, but you're still here? Anybody been through some hating times, but you're still here? You need to let your haters know, after all I've been through, I got joy. I wish I had somebody. Oh, come on and give God some praise. Not only do I need the water of the word, but I need the sun to shine. Oh, come on, who is the sun? I'm not talking about the S-U-N, but I'm talking about the S-O-N. When Jesus shine in your life, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. When you got sunlight and water and you got your seed, you're going to have your growth. I wish I had somebody in here that say, I'm going to prosper no matter what others think about me. I have the word. When it look like I'm down, the word will lift me up. Somebody say yes here, because every time I turn around, the Lord, he keeps on blessing me. Anybody can testify that if it had not been for the word of the Lord, I don't know where I'd be. I thank God for his word. His word is my sword of the spirit. His word is my shield of faith. His word, oh come on and shout yes, I have a word from the Lord. And since you got a word, you don't need friends. You need a word. You don't need money. You need a word. I wish I had somebody. I wish I